this holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Civil War. As its citizens, we discover the price of its life.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who has been an investigative reporter over in Israel for 30 years. But because he was telling the truth about the depravity and corruption at the highest levels of the Jewish government, there were threats on his life, and so he came to the United States. And so we try to get him on as often as we can to keep abreast of the things that are happening in the Holy Land. Well, with that as a background, Barry, you pick up the story. What are we going to be talking about today?
Yeah, we had another busy week, and not good busy, but busy. And I've got lots to talk about. First of all, let's go back to the article I wrote. I wrote an article about what we talked about on this show, 10 days ago. Let me read the latest from this. For those who didn't listen, let me read the latest. Alrighty, this is straight from Israeli media. Yehuda Landsberg, a 25-year-old father of three disabled children from Chavat Gilad in Samaria, has been held at a shabak, that's Israeli internal security, facility for over 2 weeks on suspicion of price tag vandalism. That's Jews vandalizing Arabs. That campaign is being run by the former head of the shabak, Carmi Gilon, who with Shimon Peres conspired to murder Yitzhak Rabin. Allow me to go on. He was allowed to see a lawyer after 10 days of imprisonment. The lawyer was Itamar Ben-Gavir, a shabak agent. I can tell you all about Gush Katif and removing Jews from Gaza. He arranged it. Let me go on. After 10 days of imprisonment, he got a lawyer and, to quote, has not been allowed to see his family. Two other Jewish men from Samaria have been held similarly without access to a lawyer by the shabak on similar charges. That's three this month, all right? Well, the article goes on saying how doubtful the charges are and that the Arabs staged price tag vandalism, but they're working with the shabak, Jewish internal security, and believe me, I was in that world. I don't doubt that point of view one little bit. All right, let me go on. Emuna Landsberg, Yehuda's wife, wrote a moving letter to her husband, and it was publicized. In it, the woman asked how it is possible that her husband became a terrorist in the eyes of the shabak, and why she has been forbidden from seeing him. Oh, these poor, naive, religious Jews. Look, this article compares the shabak to the KGB. It won't be long before they can compare it to the SS. They're just imprisoning innocent Jews all over the place, depriving them of any privileges, including a lawyer, including seeing their family. This is going on right now, folks. But look where it's going. And please follow me. This is, again, Israeli media. The Binyamin Residence Committee. Binyamin is, look, Judea and Samaria. I'm sorry. I'm under the weather as usual. Bad neighbors, terrible neighbors have caused this. Let's go back to Binyamin. Judea and Samaria are divided into two. Samaria is the north. Binyamin is the south, which includes Hebron. The Binyamin Residence Committee condemned this morning's, that was 5 days ago, Wednesday, demolition of the home of their director. He's the director of the Samaria Residence Council, Sagit Keisler. All right, here's the quote from this committee. Oh, these poor, naive Jews, but here's the quote. The reality where there is brutal actions brought against residents living in the land of their fathers, while action against Arab intruders is not taken at all. This is an unbearable situation, and they actually call on the Minister of Defense to fix it. Oh, the naivety, the Minister of Defense can come to their rescue. All right, let's go on with the quote. We call upon the nationalist ministers to immediately call for a halt in the brutality shown to the residents at the hands of the security forces, the committee stated. Fat chance they've got turning to the nationalist ministers. They've been bought and sold. They don't represent them anymore. And I'm going to say it again, according to the latest poll, the nationalists and the rights get 72% of the Israeli votes in the next election. But why aren't they actually representing the Israeli people? Well, Dr. Stan, we've gone through that enough. I'm not going to do it right now. But they aren't, all right? They aren't. Are we following this?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
All right, now let's look at...
Basically, could you explain to our listeners why the Shabbat is putting innocent people in prison? What's this really all about? Are they just trying to intimidate the Jewish people?
They're trying to get them out. Look, it's a policy to evacuate them. One by one... Take away their look. When you take away the leader of the Binyamin Residence Council, you took out a guy who's representing a lot of people there. Take them out. Look, I don't want to compare what the Nazis did to German Jews who opposed them. It was, look, what's going on in the Shabbat prison isn't as brutal and murderous, but the plan is still the same. Get rid of the opposition, take them down, and then evacuate the rest of them. It's an awful plan, awful.
What they're trying to do then is get the Jews out of Judea and Samaria, is that it?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay.
They have no allies. The Jews of Samaria and Judea have no allies in the government. And I don't know why it's taken them so long to understand and actually turn to members of the Knesset to put an end to this outrage against their citizens. I'm going to say it again. Fat chance. They don't understand the ball game. They don't understand the rules. And by the way, the rules are hardly publicized. Murdering Rabin was not, it was totally covered up. Oh, I hear the music.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor reminds us that training and discipline instill the values that create leadership abilities and a can-do spirit. Those same strong values of working hard stay with the servicemen and women returning to the workforce and civilian life. America salutes our heroes. If you're a business owner, remember to hire smart and bet on a vet. This reminder from DRM Real Estate Advisors in Windsor, reminding all of us that our freedom has never been free.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and really, you have to understand what's going on over in Israel. They told the Jews, look, you won the, you had the war, 67 war, 73 war, you won the wars, and you had all this property, this territory, but if you just give it back, you can have peace. So they gave back the Sinai, and they didn't get peace, and then they said, well, if you just turn the Gaza over to the Palestinians, you'll have peace. So they forcibly forced all the Jewish people out of Gaza. Some of them had been there 30 or 40 years, lost their homes and their farms, and there was no peace. The Hamas moved in, used that as a base for attacking Israel. And now they're saying, well, if you just move the Jews out of the Judea and Samaria, where they have their homes, why then there'll be peace? And, of course, there's not going to be peace. There's no way you're going to have peace over there. The Palestinian leaders will not rest until the Jews have been driven out of the country. But the leaders of Israel are intent upon forcing the Jews out of their homes in Judea and Samaria. And this is an example of one of the things they're doing, arresting the leaders of the movement. The people rely upon their leaders and destroy the leaders. Then, of course, why? The people will pick up and move. I'll go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that's not a bad summation. I could throw in here and there comments, but not bad. Look, they destroyed the house of the Benjamin Residence Committee. No one wants to see their house destroyed. It's not like word doesn't get out that this happened. It's not just imprisonment. They're using everything. All right. Now, look where it's leading. Again, this was sent to me. The next two were sent to me, but they're very relevant. All right, get ready. I'm going to quote again. Hotel Plaza to shrink by half. That's the Western Wall Plaza. It's the hotel. Quote, Hotel Rabbi Shmuel Rabinovich has requested the National Construction Council to approve the removal of the foundations for Leva House, a center for democratic dialogue and education planned for the Western Wall Plaza. The project threatens to shrink the dimensions of the plaza to half its current size and bring controversy to Judaism's holiest site of prayer and worship. Did you know, I mean, you've been to the Western Wall, right?
Yes, I have.
Imagine it cut in half, you know, on the high holidays, it's filled from one end to the other. On a normal day, not, but high holidays, the Jewish people gather there, including, by the way, religious and secular. Well, that plaza is now going to be cut to half. In order to put up this Leva House, a center for democratic dialogue and education? Who asked for that? So why should it be beside the Western Wall, this center for democratic dialogue and education? Look, when I say something is going on, and the religious just take it. The rabbi of the Western Wall has requested that this be stopped. And to that I say, fat chance. He doesn't seem to understand. He doesn't understand what's being done against him. That's what he doesn't understand. And he is now requesting from the National Construction Council, I'm going to repeat myself, fat chance. Boy, that request is already in the garbage can. The Western Wall is going to be cut in half, and lucky old us, we get a place to discuss democracy. Bet you didn't know that.
Nope, go right ahead.
Oh, it just goes on and on and on. Guess who was... This was sent to me, again, by a friend. Guess who was named the director of the Hadassah Hospital in Ankarim? You don't know the name. There are people in Israel following what's going on to their country. Dr. Yoram Weiss, he was an anesthesiologist in Jerusalem, well, at Ankarim Hadassah Hospital. He was the one, when Sharon had a stroke, he was the one who announced to the nation that there is no immediate danger to the life of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He was dead within 2 weeks, but neither here nor there, he calmed the nation and gave them the good news that Sharon will live. Now, here's my friend writing to me. I'm waiting to hear about the doctor who treated Sharon, and what do you know? He was promoted, and it was announced today. The one who, listen, we don't know exactly what his role was, but I imagine it was a major hush-up with promises for advancement in the future. Well, an anesthesiologist is the director of Hadassah? Look, nothing against anesthesiology. You know, when you're in pain, it's the best stuff going, but you don't become director of Hadassah Hospital if you're an anesthesiologist. It's the first time ever. Well, how did it happen that the man who was put in charge of Sharon, and by the way, the Sharon murder is a story in itself. I'll summarize it. He's in the Knesset. December 17th, I believe, 2006, he's having tea with today's president, Shimon Peres, and half an hour later, he's taken out of the Knesset on a stretcher with his bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, who was the bodyguard of Yitzhak Rabin. He was replaced at the last second, and he shot Rabin, and I'll stick with that. You can't convince me of anything else. The fact of the matter is when he left for Sharon, for Hadassah, everyone who knows anything should have said, Sharon's a dead man. They got it in for him. Now, he survived the first stroke. Apparently, he almost didn't. Didn't know his name for 2 days. But what do the doctors, and here's Weiss coming into the pictures, what do they recommend for Sharon? That he leave Jerusalem, where his hospital was, you know, 10 minutes drive away, and go to the northern Negev to his ranch, where somehow he'll recover better. I won't dive into the medicines prescribed him, but they weren't appropriate, putting it, again, very, very mildly. On January 3rd, Ehud Olmert shows up at the ranch. He gets Sharon to sign a document appointing him a prime minister if anything happens to him when he's under treatment at Hadassah. That was planned for the next day. Olmert leaves, and what do you know? 2-3 hours later, Sharon is being driven to Jerusalem, and guarding him is Yoram Rubin. The closest hospital was in Be'er Sheva, let's say 20 minutes away. They take the long route, take an hour and a half to arrive in Jerusalem, and this time Sharon is semi-dead. He lost a third of his brain. They kept him alive for a while, but that's the real story. And the man who announced to Israel that Sharon was fine after the first stroke is now the director of the country's largest hospital. Yeah, that's what my reader sent me.
Well, I certainly concur. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know about concurring on this one. It's actual news. He was appointed the director of the hospital. There's no need for concurrence on that one. It actually happened this week.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, the next one's going to take a little while. I'll start with the article, what we can expect for the upcoming visit of Pope Francis in May. He's coming to Israel. Well, the invitation came from Shimon Peres, who's been a stooge of the Vatican for 60 years. Again, if you don't understand the real Israel and you believe the baloney, and there's a lot of baloney out there. Believe me, there's a lot of baloney out there. Right now, the latest baloney is that Rabbi Kaduri was turning to Jesus. My Lord, I was friends with Rabbi Kaduri's spokesman. He was a major source for me and my partner in the 90s, Joel Bainerman. We got an article in the National Review based on his, well, it just turns out, accurate description of what led to the Oslo Accord. Rabbi Kaduri never, ever planned to turn to Jesus, but somehow he's being exploited. You can't trust the news. You really can't. You have to know Israel. And frankly, you have to know Hebrew if you want to understand what's going on in Israel. But look at Pope Francis. He's coming in May. Again, begged by Shimon Peres to come to Israel. Look at what is being written right now. Now, again, I'm going to quote from the article. Are you ready?
Right, go ahead.
Pope Francis plans to heed Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas's calls and use his upcoming visit to Israel in May as a propaganda move for the Palestinian Authority. All right, now, this comes from reports in Makor Rishon, which was a right, is a right-wing newspaper, and frankly a good one. They did a lot of, they put me on the cover of their weekend magazine, all kinds of stuff. I know them, and I have pretty fond memories of them. They got the report of the Pope's plan to, all right, Rabbi Sergio Bergman, he's a member of the Argentinian Parliament and a close friend of Pope Francis. Pretty good source, if you ask me. He claimed, this is, again, Rabbi Bergman claimed, the Pope intends to define himself as the Che Guevara of the Palestinians and to support their struggles and rights. Can you imagine the Pope being a Che Guevara of anywhere? If this is true, it's utterly, utterly shocking. But we've got hints. I'll continue with the article from Makor Rishon. In late December, it was similarly noted that the Pope will not host mass prayer meetings in Jerusalem on this trip. A new thing, whenever a pope comes to Jerusalem, he does prayers in Jerusalem. This one won't. Instead, he's moved it to Palestinian Authority-controlled Bethlehem as a show of support. Do you understand the significance of that, right?
Well, I understand that you can't trust the pope. The pope keeps talking about how you don't have to be a Christian to get to heaven. He wants to unite all the religions of the world, and now he's championing the Palestinians against the Jews.
Yes, that's it. In summary, that's it. But, well, look, the article says this move to Bethlehem is ironic. As, quote, as most Christians have reportedly been driven out of the city by Muslims, right? And, well, Abbas has claimed, and this is a very well-known quote, that Jesus was a Palestinian. All right, that's where he's going to hold his mass in May. Forget Jerusalem. Who cares about Jerusalem? Let's go to a city that's almost Christian-run. for those who don't know the German pun, removed of Christians. That's where he's going to hold his mass. Now, they're going nuts in Israel over this. They're taking the revelations from Argentina very, very seriously. Now, this article... Oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Sharon.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything
and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're talking about the situation over in Israel, where certainly the Israeli leaders seem to be doing everything they can to betray the Israeli people and to give up more and more of the land there, to do everything they can to help the Palestinians who are intent upon the destruction of Israel. Doesn't make sense, but that's the way things are. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, I'm going to plug myself. Let's get this over with. I want people to read me, and you'll understand what Israel is instead of whatever your focus is wrong. My books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a search box right in my name, Shamish, Chamish. That's 8 of 9 of my books. My newest, it's not with them. It's just not. So you have to write in Shamish, the stinger, not the stung. That's the latest information. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button. And don't kid yourself, whatever I'm given to continue this work is the only thing keeping me going. All right, now let's go back to the Vatican. You know, ironically, I wrote this article. The Jewish Civil War, because that's what's going on. It's been going on for a long time. Well, at least from the founding of Zionism at the beginning of the 20th century. It's been going on, this war of these left-wing Jewish, originally they were socialists and Bolsheviks, this war, they despise the religious. The Jewish people have completely expunged them from the Knesset, but they've got the power. They've got the banks, they've got the media, and they've got the police. Now, let's go back to the Pope to understand. Oh, this letter said, I'm a self-hating Jew. Are you nuts? Everything I'm saying is to protect the Jews. Look, anyone who says I'm self-hating, they don't understand. They are the self-haters. Without this knowledge, there could be another Holocaust. I'm going to go that far, all right? But what can you say? They stay blind. No idea why. Now, let's go back to the Pope business. Now, what newspaper is quoting Zev Elkin? He's the deputy foreign minister. I'm looking. I don't know if right now, but the newspaper interviewed the deputy foreign minister, and, well, he thinks the rumors are exaggerated and that visitors are asked not to dance at two weddings, whatever that apocryphalic saying means, don't dance at two weddings. I assume it means just behave yourself. Now, here is the quote from the deputy foreign minister. Our role is to ensure that there won't be an unusual gesture, and we have the tools to do so, remarked Elkin, noting that talks are ongoing with the Vatican, which understands Israel would oppose such statements. And then he goes on, Elkin further claims the Vatican has interests that would prevent it from taking a blatantly anti-Israel stance because they don't want to endanger those interests. Well, those interests are Israel giving up all kinds of land to the Vatican and giving them hegemony over this land. We've discussed this many times on the show. If anyone is an actual long-time listener, you know what we're talking about. President Peres wants 41 sites in Israel to be given sovereignty for the Vatican. That's what's going on, and that's what Elkin is talking about, that they could endanger this plot and plan. All right, let's go back to the article. Last July, Elkin rejected reports that the foreign ministry was planning to sign an agreement transferring all or part of King David's tomb, located on Mount Zion, to the Vatican. And we've discussed this. There's a yeshiva there. And, well, they wouldn't like it, and they're going to be thrown out. But that's what Israel promised the Vatican, to hand over the second floor of the yeshiva, and because they think that Jesus' Last Supper was held there. The building is not 2,000 years old. I don't even want to dive into that, all right? But let's go back to the article, because the rabbi of the temple, which is going to be expelled, all right, on Mount Zion, Rabbi Israel Ariel said that the Pope's visit may be timed for exactly such a transfer of ownership to occur. In other words, he comes there in May, and Israel hands over at least the second floor, the Jesus' Last Supper floor, to the Vatican. And then he goes on, again, this is the rabbi of the yeshiva that is going to be thrown out of there. I spoke at that yeshiva, neither here nor there. Referencing the 2008 agreement by the government to relinquish control of the historic Russian compound buildings in Jerusalem to Russian control. They did it. If you don't know this, in downtown Jerusalem, well, let me go on. The offices of the Agriculture Ministry and the Society of the Protection of Nature in Israel were forced to vacate the premises in 2011 when the Russians took over. Folks, don't underestimate the capability of the Jews running Israel to hand over hegemony, sovereignty of its land for who knows what reason. But if you want to hand over for historical reasons, why not just give it to the Turks? Why not just give it, well, I was about to say the Romans. That's essentially what they are doing. In that case, why have a country? Just hand it over one by one. That's what they're doing. Look, this visit in May, this is background right now. We don't know what's going to happen, but there are a lot of inferences by people in the know that say really bad stuff is going to happen, and they're starting with the concept that the Pope has announced his mass will not be in Jerusalem. It will be in Bethlehem, which was never done by a Pope before. There. Did you follow all that?
I follow it all. I'm not sure the significance of it, other than what is going on is not going to be good for Israel.
Well, just to reiterate, the Pope's friend in Argentina, and that's Rabbi Bergman, said he got it from the horse's mouth. It was
store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about all the things that are going on over in Israel as we see the leaders of Israel progressively betraying their nation, turning more and more of their property over to the Vatican, some going to the Russians, but to the Vatican, and basically why certainly is the Vatican interested in having a property there in Israel? Well, it would look like perhaps they're going to set up some sort of a headquarters there in Israel, and I'm sure all of this has tremendous spiritual significance. Go right ahead, Barry.
All right, the last segment of this show. Now, I thought I was going to do something unknown to Americans that's really quite remarkable. So I quote Mariv, another newspaper source in Israel. But last night I watched, what was it called? some show, a major news show on TV that President Obama has a brother who is Jewish. Now, if you didn't see that, I was shocked. Well, it was good. I saw Mark Obama on TV, and I heard him talk. And, well, let's do the background. Obama's father had four wives. Well, the Christian mother of Barack Obama is Anne Duhem, but the Jewish mother of Mark Obama was Ruth Baker. She was born in Lithuania. She was secular, but she was proud of being a Jew. She divorced Obama's father after 7 years of abusive marriage. Now, I saw Mark Obama talk about this on the show, and, well, Hussein Obama's father, well, he was really proud. Barack loved his father, he claimed. Mark put it in a very different perspective. He said his father was an abusive drunk and that he would come home and smell the Johnny Walker and see his mother beaten. Just keep that in mind. We have something that is not a PR portrait, and he's got a book that's out, and I didn't know all this, and my read probably got it from the book, but let's do this quote anyways. Your president has a Jewish brother. And here's the quote from Mariv. Though by no means religious, Mark Obama is proud of his Jewish identity. Quote, my mother is a liberal person who did not keep the religious rituals. However, she always taught me to be proud of the fact that I am Jewish. There. Outright. And by the way, by Jewish law, Brock's, Obama's brother is Jewish. And then he goes on and says, as far as I am concerned, the main aspect of my Jewish identity does not stem from the religious rituals and prayers, but out of a strong sense that I am Jewish. It is something that you simply feel. He feels he's Jewish, and he got that identity from his mother, who, continuing with the quote, she is the woman who taught me what's important in life, who taught me to understand Torah. Now, I don't know where this fits, but I didn't know that. Did you know that your president had a Jewish half-brother?
No, I had no idea, Mary. And I don't know the significance of it either.
Me neither. Me neither, right? But nonetheless, Obama has distanced himself from this half-brother. And his brother on this interview on the show says that Obama... Well, now I have to say Barack Obama, and not mixing him up with Mark. He says his brother, Barack, can be very, very cold. And then he interrupted himself and said, well, not all the time. All right? I watched this, and I think it was quite a lesson. And this book is out there. All right? Let's just continue. The name of this... It's a semi-autobiographical novel called Nairobi to Shenzhen, a novel of love in the East. For anyone who wants to look up the president's brother's book, I'll say it again. Nairobi to Shenzhen, a novel of love in the East. Now, without a doubt, Jewish identity has become very complicated. Now, he was born to a black Muslim father but had a white Jewish mother. That makes him Jewish according to our law. And if you want to take the extreme, I don't want to take the extreme. Look, nonetheless, Mark Obama is no less Jewish than any other child born to a Jewish mother. And if anything, this article in my read says he represents the crisis in secular Judaism. Now, I'm going to call myself a secular Jew. I don't know if I'm in crisis, but a lot of my friends are. they're just abandoning the religion. They are in crisis. And that was the good part of Israel. It kept secular Jews Jewish. If there was a good part of the founding of Israel, it was to keep that form of Judaism alive. But it's turning on the religious. And, I wrote the article. Did you like it, by the way? I had to send it out twice. The Hebrew screwed up the first one.
Yeah, the second one was fine.
Well, when it comes down to it, there is a Jewish civil war going on. And look, is America, the Jewish society is overwhelmingly not Jewish. Secular Judaism is declining because of intermarriage. But in Israel, something else is happening. The religious Jewish movement is the growing one. They're the ones with the children, and they're the ones that view Israel as their country historically. The seculars, again, it's weakening. It's weakening, that secular Judaism. But so are they. As I said, there was a poll taken. If an election were held tomorrow, 72 of the 120 Knesset seats, not counting the Arab vote, are going to the religious or the right in Israel.
Right.
Oh, I hear the
music. God bless. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan, certainly Israel is in a state of flux today. The fact that Israel is there at all, I really think, represents God's long-term plan. Many of the Jews went there. They were secular, but as Barry said this morning, why the secular Jews are losing out, there are more and more religious Jews, and more of the Jewish people are turning to the faith of their fathers. Why at this time in history? I'm not certain, but I know God has a plan. I think there's going to be some very, very difficult times in Israel. I think there's going to be a war there. It's interesting that Jews from all over the world are moving to Israel, and they don't know why. They just have a feeling they're being drawn there. We have a friend of ours, Jewish Christian, but of course his relatives, his cousins are Jewish. and they're moving to Israel, giving up good jobs in the United States with a good income and moving to Israel because they're being drawn there. And you can see God's hand and what's going on if you're looking for it. Well, we're moving into difficult times. There's going to be a war in the Middle East. I don't know how it's going to line up, but I just pray for the Jewish people that God will sustain them and at least hope for the time being that he will. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But there are powerful spiritual forces at work today. Certainly, our government is totally controlled by the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations, which are secular. The leaders of this country control both political parties. They have their people planted in the military. They control banking, the corporations, educational system. They have their people planted in the churches. There are six major corporations that control 90% of the banking, six major corporations that control other banks, and six major corporations that control 90% of the media. And understand that certainly we have a small group that controls the United States. We go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates they pick between 1977 and the year 2009. Every president and or vice president came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, six of the eight secretaries of state. I should say six of the eight presidents of the World Bank came from the Trilateral Commission during that period. Seven of the 12 secretaries of state came from there. Nine of the 12 secretaries of defense. They control our government. You go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidates of their choice, and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is the plan of the Antichrist. And once you understand the spiritual implications of what's going on today, so much of it begins to make sense. You look at it logically, none of it makes sense. But America certainly has turned against God as a nation. And believe me, I fear God is going to bring his judgment on this country. So what can you do? Well, I hope you have a personal relationship with our Lord. I hope you'll work locally. You'll get involved locally. Certainly to elect members of your city council and board of supervisors. Get a sheriff in who is certainly a Christian. And what we need to do, if we're here to survive, is begin taking our communities back from the bottom up. And we're not going to change what happens at the top. They have total control. But your job is to get the information out, get people to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to listen to our programs. And you can hear them certainly 4 hours a day on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. If you're in a position financially to help us maintain our network of stations, well, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Again, certainly our book and our tape, our 4 tape sets, educate others, we're involved in the spiritual battle.